This is the October 4, 2024 edition of Time for Kids. I'm a Chris Radio volunteer, Courtney Carey. Helping Hands, Elina, Time for Kids Kid of the Month, fights food insecurity. Learn how you can too. There is a picture of Elina, who's 10 years old, putting together care packs in Colorado to give out to people in need. I will start on page 2, By the Numbers. This issue of Times for Kids features people who go above and beyond to serve their community. Get inspired by these Guinness World Records for community service, and remember, these huge numbers were created one small action at a time. 168 hours is how much time the longest underwater cleanup took. In 2013, 134 divers in Malaysia pulled nearly 7,000 pounds of trash from the seabed. Teams of divers took turns for a consecutive total of 7 days. 50,744 meals were delivered in one community in 8 hours, setting a world record. This 2021 project was completed by three groups in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, NEFSI, Traham Foundation, and the UAE Food Bank to celebrate the country's 50th birthday. 77,019 hours is the highest number of volunteer hours worked by an individual. Viola Cochran volunteered at Slidell Memorial Hospital in Slidell, Louisiana, from its opening in 1959 until she retired at 89 in 2012. $53,122 is the most money raised at a lemonade stand in 24 hours. Operated by the Pink Lemonade Stand Challenge on October 8, 2023, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the stand raised funds to support the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. 943,195 people worked on the largest coastal cleanup initiative in 2019 during the annual International Coastal Cleanup Event. Volunteers from 116 countries removed more than 20 million pounds of trash from nearly 20,000 miles of coastline. Page 3. From our readers. Arthur W., 16, volunteers with Feeding San Diego in California. He has supervised more than 90 large-scale distributions of fresh produce to thousands of neighbors in need. There were once three volunteers at his produce pantry, including Arthur. They served 80 households. The pantry has since expanded to more than 50 volunteers, serving more than 1,200 households. Lei Wang, parent. On the right, there is a picture of Sylvie and Samikta, both 10, who are friends who care about doing good. I was invited to my friend's birthday party. On the invitation, instead of asking for presents, Samyukta P. 10 asked for people to donate to the Malala Fund. She asked everybody to donate a little bit because the fund helps girls and women have a good education. Everybody deserves a good education. Samyukta made about $320 in donations and was very happy about her achievement. Sylvie M., friend. And on the bottom, there's a picture of Mariah, who is 8 years old, displaying her book collection at a summer book swap event. Inspired by Time for Kids Boost Literacy Mission, Mariah A., 80, identified a need for students in the Lawrenceville, New Jersey community to have books read for the summer. She approached our school principal and counselor about organizing a summer book swap. Mariah received more than 350 donated books, enough for each of our students to take home 2 books for the summer. Remaining books were donated to other families in the community. Tiffany D'Souza, teacher. On page 4, there are 3 pictures of Time for Kids service stars. The one on the top left shows Elina Johnson assembles care packs for people in Broomfield, Colorado in September. The one on the right shows 2 girls working with cans of food. We can do it. Elina on the right and a fellow volunteer help out at a food bank. And the bottom picture shows a group of people standing in line facing us. And it says, support from the city. Elina Center poses with the Broomfield City Council after receiving recognition for her efforts. And the article opposite these pictures, Kid of the Month, Feeding Others. Elina Johnson, 10, wants to help make sure that everyone in her community has enough to eat. When Elina Johnson was 7, she came up with a plan to feed hundreds of people. Quote, she wanted to make sack lunches, unquote, for people experiencing homelessness, her grandmother, Shalinda Lund, told Time for Kids. Each bag held a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a piece of fruit, a drink, chips, and a granola bar, open quotes. We went downtown and she handed them all out, close quote, Lund said, open quotes, all 400 of them, close quotes. Helping others comes naturally to the young Broomfield, Colorado resident, quote, I saw that there were a lot of people that needed food, close quote, Elina told TFK, open quotes. At the time, I didn't understand why, close quotes. But she knew she wanted to be part of the solution. She says, open quotes, as soon as I could help, I wanted to help, close quotes. Elina is now 10. She remains dedicated to the fight against hunger and food insecurity. Relieving hunger. When a person is hungry, it can be hard for them to concentrate at school or work. Hunger can make them feel cranky or unmotivated. Over time, not having enough to eat can harm a person's physical and mental health. In Colorado, around 11% of residents say they don't always eat as much as they think they should. They say they aren't able to afford enough food. That's according to a survey published earlier this year by the Colorado Health Institute. Of course, hunger is not a problem only in Colorado. Open quotes. Hunger affects people in every single community nationwide. Close quotes. Justin Levy says. He's the executive director of Conscious Alliance, a nonprofit hunger relief group based in Elina's hometown. Levy has known Elina since 2021. That's when she and her grandmother went to the group's national distribution center to collect food and supplies to help people in need. Open quote. What she's doing is incredible. Close quotes, Levy says. Open quotes. She has the drive and the spirit and kindness and compassion to really make a difference. Close quotes. Food hero. This past July, Elina was honored by Hormel Foods as one of its 10 under 20 food heroes. The company's annual award goes to young people in the United States who are fighting hunger. Elina is the youngest person to receive the award this year. Soon after receiving the award, Elina was honored at a Broomfield City Council meeting. Open quotes. We just wanted to celebrate her. Close quotes. Council member Heidi Henkel told TFK. Open quotes. We really wanted to support her and just make her feel like her city and county are behind her. Close quotes. Henkel has been impressed by Elina's efforts to feed migrants who have moved to Colorado from other countries. Many of the newcomers are kids. Elina put together snack bags just for them. She and her grandmother delivered the food to local shelters. Open quotes. She made sure that the kids were feeling welcomed. Close quote. Henkel says, open quotes, that they had something to call their own. Close quotes. Open quote. I feel proud, Elina says, when asked about her work and the recognition she's received. Open quotes. No matter if you're young, old, short, tall, you can always do something. Close quotes. To help others, she says. By Jamie Joyce. Inspired? Flip to the back. Let Elina's story inspire you to take action in your community. Turn to page 8 for ideas about how you can fight food insecurity. Now on page 8. Be a service star. Join a community of kids who are making the world a better and brighter place. TFK Service Stars knows that even the smallest actions can make a big impact. Mission: fight hunger. More than 18 million households in the United States experienced food insecurity in 2023, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That means that people in these households live with hunger or struggle to put food on the table. This is a big problem, but kids can help. Whether it's putting fresh produce in a community fridge or delivering meals in your neighborhood, make a plan to fight hunger. Need inspiration? Volunteer with family at a soup kitchen or food bank. Do you know where there's one in your town? Start a community fridge or deliver supplies to one in your neighborhood. How will you contribute? Write letters to local leaders asking them to do more to fight hunger. How will you persuade them? Save change to buy an extra item on your family's next grocery trip. Where will you donate it? Look up groups that fight hunger. Ask how you can help. What does your community need most? Talk to restaurants about what they do with excess food. Are they willing and able to donate it? Need help getting started? Talk to an adult or pair up with a friend to find an idea that feels right for you. Now, let's turn back to page 6. Kindness counts. According to a recent experiment, kids tend to underestimate the power of a random act of kindness. There are power words. Recipient, a noun, someone who receives something. Undervalue, verb, to assume that something is less important than it is. Now to the article. Research has shown that adults undervalue the impact of random acts of kindness. They assume that their actions won't make too much of a difference. But small acts of kindness have a bigger impact than they think. In 2023, researchers Margaret Eckelbarger and Nick Epley published a study in the Journal of Experimental Psychology. It described an experiment they had run to find out if the same is true for kids. Powerful pencils. The experiment took place at the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, Illinois. Researchers spoke with 101 kids who were visiting the museum. With their parents' consent, the kids were offered 2 free museum-branded pencils. They could take both pencils home, or they could perform an act of kindness, allowing the researchers to give one of the pencils to a stranger. the kid could point out the person who should get the pencil. Before giving away the pencil, the researchers asked the kids to guess how big their act of kindness would feel to the recipient. Would the person be happy? Or would the gift feel like no big deal? Many kids had trouble guessing, says Yang Yi Leng, a research assistant who helped with the experiment. Leng told Time for Kids that some of the children said, "I'd like to give my pencil, but I'm not sure how they're going to feel." Happy results. The recipients were happy to receive the pencils. In fact, they were much happier than the givers had predicted. Additionally, the givers reported feeling a sense of satisfaction after doing a good deed. It speaks to the power of these small, random acts of kindness, Eckhold Barger says. Like, you could have chosen anyone, but you chose me. Eckelbarger and Epley's study proves that doing good feels good. This is true for the kid on the receiving end of a good deed, as well as for the kid who performs it. Eckelbarger hopes the study will encourage kids to spread kindness, especially in ways that might feel small or unimportant. She says people usually appreciate when someone says hello, holds a door for them, or offers an unexpected compliment. Those things, we like being recipients of them, she says. So we should also do them. By Lillian Stone. The Kid Report. Whenever I am out and about, I always thank people for the job they're doing. At a sporting event, at the mall, or while doing errands, I give workers a fist bump. And I make sure to use their name tags to acknowledge them by name, which also puts a smile on their face. From what I've seen, a little personalized thank you can really change how people go about their day. They're always happy when a kid thanks them. I've realized that not enough people take the time to express thanks. It doesn't take much to give a little gratitude. Try it sometime. I bet you'll enjoy it too. By TFK Kid Reader Meyer Ballas. That completes the October 4, 2024 edition of Time for Kids. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer Courtney Carey.